First of all, a local Holbridge family who started up their own Parkinson's cafe last year have said the idea has been a huge success. They've set it up as an informal way for people with the disease to meet, socialise and chat. And Parkinson's cafes are popping up all over the UK now. And the Holbridge support group has proved to be a tremendous success, which is absolutely brilliant. Colin Rickards and his family organised different events for their members of the cafe as well. So let's speak to him right now. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Sadie. How are you?
I'm all right. More importantly, how are you, Colin? And this sounds like it's really taken off.
It's absolutely fantastic. I couldn't believe from that day when I spoke to you on the 11th of April last year, when it was Parkinson's Day as well, and we didn't know about it.
No.
it's gone from leaps and bounds. It's incredible. The parish council have got on board, and they've helped us a great deal. Their Christmas fair last year raised we had a stall. They allowed us a stall, and we raised £122 to help us to buy teas, coffees, and various other stuff. And also, we used that so that we could take them for an afternoon tea at the golf club.
Wow. And that's the Rayleigh Golf Club, I believe.
That is the Rayleigh Golf Club. Sorry I'm stuttering, but...
No, you're sounding absolutely fine. Remind us, if you would, Colin, because not everyone will have been listening on the 11th of April 2018 to hear what this was all about. So we know that Parkinson's disease is a condition which affects part of the brain and becomes progressively damaged over many years. Can often cause shakes and movements.
It affects part, but it's actually all
right.
The brain in the end,
right.
Because the brain just closes down if you do not exercise. As I said to you last year, I've got this motto: use it or lose it.
Absolutely.
And this is body and mind. You must exercise both parts. It's not good at exercising your body if you don't exercise your mind. We started this on the 3rd of April last year, and as I said to you, we had 18 people turn up, of which 16 put their hands up for another meeting, and since then it's been absolutely fantastic how it's gone. We've now got over 50 members. I've now called it their cafe, because it is their cafe, and they can come, and they can do what they like. I mean, there's a lovely, lovely lady. So her name's Irene. I believe I've told this story before. But her hands do shake. And, you know, she can't hold a cup of tea. But when she gets her paintbrush in her hand, it's like a miracle. Her hand stops and she paints wonderful pictures down at the day centre. And I've actually bought one, and it's absolutely fantastic because it's a gin bottle, a decanter and two glasses. And she's called it Mother's Ruin.
That's right.
But it is wonderful. But this lovely lady, she's 88, and she has Parkinson's, really, and she keeps on to me about having a karaoke day.
Right.
So we could all have a sing-song.
Well, that's... So what you did was, you opened a cafe and invited people who have a Parkinson's and also their carers to come.
Well, it's definitely the carers, because I think they're more important, don't you?
And now, you've got another cafe open.
Yes. I had a friend, which I hadn't seen for 40 years. In fact, he actually came to my youth club 40 years ago. I ran a church youth club in Holbridge. And he was one of the boys that was there. And he actually saw me, and he came up to me and he said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "No." He said, "I'm Jason." I said, "Jason? What, Jason the Argonauts?" He said, "No, no, no." He said, "Jason Koss." And I went, "Oh, my goodness, yes, I do." And he had, he got me this site up at the Sports and Social Club, Holbridge Sports and Social Club. Right. And he got us a room free. So we actually started up a second one.
Well, that's fantastic. And it's also absolutely brilliant that you've been named the Holbridge Parish Council's Charity of the Year. We've got to leave it there, but Colin Rickards, thank you so much. So not only have they got one, but they've got two cafes where they now invite people who have Parkinson's and their carers to go and enjoy themselves and to chat and to talk with like-minded people who know what is going on. And thank you very much indeed, Colin. I'm going to squeeze Clive.